This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The UN Security Council is praising former President Jimmy Carter for his efforts to bring peace. He was 100 years old when he died on Sunday.
Those who worked closely with Jimmy Carter at his Carter Center are remembering his efforts to help those in need around the world. Senior advisor Linda Newman says the ex-president focused on health and peace.
And he understood that you need both for society to thrive.
Frank Richards, who recently retired from the center, points to Carter's decades-long push to wipe out guinea worm, an ancient parasite that afflicted an estimated 3.5 million people in 1986.
Now we're talking about 14 people in the entire world, 14 persons.
For both Richards and Newman, Carter's passing, while expected, was still shocking.
I shed some tears last night.
We truly believed he was going to live forever. And I think we're coming to grips with the fact that he's no longer on Earth.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
Jimmy Carter's state funeral in Washington will be January 9th. The Treasury Department says Chinese hackers remotely accessed several of its workstations and unclassified documents, but said there's no evidence that that's continuing. The U.S. will send nearly $2.5 billion more in weapons to Ukraine. President Biden's administration is working fast to spend all the money it has available to help Ukraine fight off Russia before President-elect Trump takes office in 3 weeks. Ryan Seacrest will host ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Rita Ora tonight. He says Dick Clark once gave him some advice that he's remembered all these years.
He always said to me, you know, this show is about bringing the party into people's living rooms, those people who aren't going anywhere and are very smart, who are not going into the crowds. You know, they're not going to do it. They're going to be in their pajamas watching the show. Let's let them feel like they're part of the action. And that's the legacy we try and continue.
This is AP News. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have finally reached a divorce settlement. The AP's Donna Warder.
After 8 years, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have reached a divorce settlement that apparently brings to an end one of the longest and most contentious divorces in Hollywood history. Jolie's attorney issued a statement saying she's exhausted but relieved this one part is over. A judge will still need to sign off on an agreement. Jolie filed for divorce in 2016 after she said Pitt was abusive to her and their children on a private jet flight from Europe. A judge declared the couple divorced and single in 2019, but they still had to work out splitting assets and child custody, and there's no word if the settlement affects a lawsuit filed by Pitt in which he alleges that Jolie reneged on an agreement that she would sell him her half of a French winery they own together. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.